Worldwide, the incidence of childhood cancer cases is actually quite extensive. So about 175,000 patients per year are diagnosed with various forms of childhood cancer, and the mortality rate is almost half of that worldwide, which is 96,000 patients per year. The greatest variation in the actual incidence of the cases occur when you compare high-income to low-income countries. So you see actually the reverse of the cure rate. The cure rate is 80% in the developed countries in most pediatric cancers, and then you see the reverse in low-income countries, where the cure rate may be as low as 10%. So you see 80% of the population dying of cancer because of a lack of resources. And on the other side of the world, you see curing of those diseases. And I think this is important. This conference today is very important to act as a bridge to help each and every nation to have the same access to quality health care for our children. In the next slide, I'd just like to begin to talk a little bit about childhood cancer. For those of you who are not pediatricians or who are parents and or patients, it's important to know that pediatric cancers are actually distinctly different, biologically different than those of adult cancers. They typically are developmental cancers, and what we mean by that is that cancers arise from the tissues of which the body grows out of or develops out of, which is very unique from that of adult cancers, in which the tissue of our cancer arises from mature tissue. The age ranges are different. The size of patients are different from small infants to adolescents and teenagers. So the task of treating our population of patients is actually quite...